Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the seventh Monday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. We're marking time by God's story of redemption and resurrection. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And would you consider supporting Morning Prayer? You can find information on that at benwardmusic.com or in the description below. Thank you. The psalm today mentions the faithfulness of the Lord and how it surrounds him. Let's sing of that. Let's contemplate that. Let's meditate upon that. Lord, you are greatly to be praised, and your faithfulness surrounds you as all of heaven stands amazed and creation bows before you. Lord, we'll bow before you. There's only one who is worthy, who overcomes, who will never fail. Light of the world, everlasting, Jesus, you are Lord of all. For all your promises are sure, and your name is our strong tower. And now salvation is secure through the cross forever. There's only one who is worthy, who conquered death and who rose again. Light of the world, everlasting, Jesus, you are Lord of all. So let our praise build an altar, Christ forever and no other. Jesus, your name be the banner over us. Great in mercy, great in power, Christ forever, what a Savior. Jesus, your name be the banner over us. Be the banner over us. Lord, you are greatly to be praised, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord.
There's only one who is worthy, who overcomes, who will never fail. Light of the world, everlasting, Jesus, you are Lord of all.
Join me in prayer today for Oliver. who is sick. Lord, we just pray for healing for Oliver in the name of Jesus, that you would touch his body and that he would be restored to your divine health in the name of Jesus. Nothing is impossible for you. You are our healer. By your stripes we are healed, body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lord, you are greatly to be praised, and your faithfulness surrounds you.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you and we love you, God. Our psalm today is Psalm 89, 1 through 18.
Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? Faithfulness surrounds you. Yes, your faithfulness surrounds you.
I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also are the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south, Tabor and Hermon. Sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel.
Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? Are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Yes, your faithfulness surrounds you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson is Hebrews 6, 1 through 12. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away, to be brought back to repentance. To their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are convinced of better things in your case, the things that have to do with salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, the seventh Monday in the season of Easter. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior, Christ, has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? Mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Yes, your faithfulness surrounds you. Take a few minutes here and pray specifically for those in our lives. I'll give us prompts. I'll continue to play. Say their names with boldness before the throne of the Father who loves you. You are his son. You are his daughter. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations, whatever it is, lay it before him now. Thank you.
like you, Lord God Almighty.
Now our families, those closest to us, our immediate families, our extended families, lift them up. Acquaintances, co-workers, let the Holy Spirit bring to mind someone who needs your prayers right now. You may not even know why. What's the name that comes up in your spirit? Pray for our enemies, bless those who curse us, as Jesus commanded. Lord, we pray today for the U.S., the government, as they are trying to work through politics and deep division. Some financial choices that need to be made, legislation to be passed. Pray for a meeting between leaders in Washington. Pray that your wisdom would prevail and compassion for people would prevail other than winning political contests, God. In the name of Jesus, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Your faithfulness surround you. Let your faithfulness surround me. As your faithfulness surround you, may your faithfulness surround us.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.